Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
One of the most fiery exchanges in last night's Democratic presidential debate was between Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. In the PBS NewsHour Politico debate, Warren went after Buttigieg for his closed-door fundraisers in an effort to draw a contrast with her campaign, which does not raise money from big donors.
So the mayor just recently had a fundraiser that was held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that. We made the decision many years ago that rich people in smoke-filled rooms would not pick the next president of the United States. Billionaires in wine caves should not pick the next president of the United States.
And so joining us now for some analysis is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jack.
So this was a newly combative Warren at last night's debate. Put this moment in context for us and explain how it played out last night.
Yeah, it was an interesting moment, Jack. I mean, first of all, within minutes, hashtag WineCavePete was trending on Twitter, so there was that. But clearly what you have here is Warren looking for ways to re-energize her campaign, which has lost some momentum in recent weeks, ever since she introduced the details of her Medicare for All plan. Since then, Buttigieg has surged and is leading in Iowa and New Hampshire with less than 7 weeks before the first caucus votes will be cast. And we've seen this on the campaign trail, where Warren has been chiding Buttigieg for these closed-door, high-donor fundraisers. It's important to point out, though, that Buttigieg has, in fact, opened his fundraisers to the press. But Warren's central message is about corruption and the corrupting influence of money in politics. And so she has not been raising money this way, with these big fundraisers dialing for dollars and so on. Instead, she's relying on small donors to raise money and to send a message about this central issue in her campaign.
And we should point out, Buttigieg gave as good as he got last night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, he really did. He went at Warren saying that she's insisting on a kind of purity test that she hasn't always lived up to herself. And by that, he was referring to the fact that Warren raised money from big donors when she was running for the Senate and then transferred that money to her presidential campaign after she decided to forego big donor fundraisers. Then Buttigieg made another point.
According to Forbes magazine, I am literally the only person on this stage who's not a millionaire or a billionaire. So if this is important, this is the problem with issuing purity tests you cannot yourself pass. If I pledge never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
So clearly, Warren was primed to hit Buttigieg on this issue, and it seems pretty clear that Buttigieg was ready for it.
So, Anthony, as you said, Warren has been slipping in the polls. Do you think taking on Buttigieg, who's now the apparent front runner in Iowa and New Hampshire, do you think that helped her, or do you think this helped him in the end?
So it's hard to say, Jack, and I hate to fall back on the old cliche that only time will tell, but there we are. But it is interesting to recall that in previous debates, when Warren was seen as the front runner, she took hits on her health care plan from Buttigieg and from Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar in particular. And that seemed to slow her momentum. Now, here's Buttigieg in the lead, and he's taking the hits. And last night, he took one from Klobuchar as well, who took issue with his criticism of Washington experience in his effort to cast himself as a political outsider. So here's a bit of what Klobuchar said to Buttigieg.
So while you can dismiss committee hearings, I think this experience works. And I have not denigrated your experience as a local official. I have been one. You know, I just think you should respect our experience when you look at how you evaluate someone who can get things done.
Thank you, Senator.
Now, Jack, it's worth noting that Klobuchar, a moderate like Buttigieg, had a really strong debate. But now that Buttigieg is the front runner, it's going to be interesting to see where all this leads, being the target of his fellow Democrats, and whether that's going to slow him down at all.
All right. WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Anthony, many thanks.
My pleasure, Jack.
And you can get WBUR's political newsletter in your inbox each week. Just visit WBUR.org/newsletters.